We're here on KSOM as we're talking high school track and field as we preview the upcoming season. So that means spring is upon us, and we're talking with the Tri-Center girls track and field head coach, Lexi Cochran. And coach, your team had a very successful year last year, if you certainly go by number of entries into the state tournament. You had five total relays that qualified a year ago and a couple of individual standouts as well. And a lot of them are coming back this year. How are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new track and field season?
Well, the girls are all really excited about this season, and so am I and Coach Sorensen. Like you said, we got most of our team back. So, you know, when you don't graduate too many and you have your core group returning, it's always extra exciting.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about what do your numbers look like overall this year? And obviously the numbers were good enough last year to support a very strong relay team.
We didn't really lose too many, but we didn't add a ton either. So our numbers haven't changed a lot. We still have right around that 20 number for girls actually out. But all of them that we have are really good contributors. Our senior group is going to be a tough one to graduate, so I'm really glad we have one last year with them. Quincy Schneckloth is kind of my utility player. I can literally put that girl anywhere. She's a phenomenal hurdler, and she can even run the 800. She's a super valuable piece to a lot of the puzzles that I'm putting together for relay teams, especially. And then we have a really good distance girl named Issa Van Arnsdal. And she's, 400 and up, really. And if I needed her to drop down, she's pretty dang quick. Avalyn Kilpack is a really good hurdler, and she's done some high jumping in the past. So we're looking at doing a little more high jumping this year. She's been working really hard in her off season to get stronger. So I'm excited to see what she can do there. And then obviously Caitlin Colgill is a really strong sprinter for us. So that senior group is a great group. Junior wise, we have Layla Meter, who qualified for the hurdles, the open hurdles last year in the 100. And then she also was on our shuttle hurdle team that placed last year at state. And then Lucy Elsner is actually my daughter, and she runs sprints and was on our sprint medley team that got fifth last year and set a school record. So that our upperclassmen, we couldn't ask for better leaders. And then that sophomore class is just loaded. So I don't know if you want me to go through every single girl, but I could talk about all these girls and what they bring to the table.
No, that's great. We'll maybe do that here in a second for sophomores and freshmen. But let me ask you, Issa Van Arnsdal, I think, missed a large bulk of the basketball season with injuries. So how healthy is she going into track right now at the early part of the season?
She is back. She's been totally released to do whatever. But as you said, she sat during basketball, so that was a little bit tough on her just overall fitness of where she typically comes in. Into a track season. But that being said, she's practicing really well. She's a really tough kid and a hard worker, so I have no doubt that she'll be back. I think her health is there. It's just, getting her fitness back up to where she wants it to be after having to sit.
Yeah. And so, I mentioned some of the relays. Your sprint med finished fifth, your shuttle hurdle relay qualified sixth and finished sixth in the finals. Your 4x4 were fifth in the prelims, seventh in the finals. 4x8 was 13th. Distance med 14th. To get five relays in and have three of them earn medals and the other two were pretty solid. Top 15, that's exceptional. Of those relays, and people coming back, where do you feel like they stand going into this season, which maybe are your strongest?
I truly believe that time-wise, all of our relays will be stronger this year from a time perspective, but we did bump up to 2A, so that will, change some things and make some events more competitive. I'm hoping that, we can just get out there and compete and still make a splash like we did last year. But right now we're just kind of starting to see how the pieces are going to come together. We've only ran one indoor meet and it went well, but I think some of the girls were a little bit surprised at, you know, just that bump up to 2A. But we can't complain about what we can't control. And I think our girls are going to be competitive. They're just going to have to adjust. And that's what we're doing now.
Yeah. Well, you sort of partially answered my next question and the follow-up there. I mean, what adjustments do you have to make overall in terms of going to 2A? I mean, you say your time's got to go down. I guess they maybe need to go down a little bit more than expected.
Yeah, I think they will have to drop a little bit more in order to, you know, place and things like that at the state level, which is the goal. As we start seeing, I guess for me, last year was my first year as a high school coach, and I never really had to pay that close attention to, you know, the high school competition. And so for me, I've got to learn now, like, what the different events at 2A are going to be stronger and where we can be our strongest. So I know, you know, how to spread our talent, because while we are now a 2A school, we're probably one of the smallest 2A schools and our numbers really haven't changed that much. So I really have to figure out, okay, what's going to best suit this team and play to their strengths. And that's what I'm still, you know, figuring out, but there's thankfully a lot of time at this point in the season.
Yeah. I think some of what you're talking about, Audubon has to go through the same thing in our area because they're united with Xyra HK, so they're also 2A, competing a little bit above that level. You mentioned about balance and everything like that. If you look at this team, do you feel like you're stronger in sprints, mid-distance, hurdles, long distance? Where do you feel like you're strongest?
You know, I honestly think we're a pretty balanced team. I'm really lucky to have the group that I have because I've got a lot of girls that can do a lot of things. So it wouldn't be uncommon to see a girl run a 200 and maybe an 800 in the same meet or potentially need that at district. So I'm keeping an open mind and my athletes are too, they're team players. And so I'm really lucky. I've got a bunch of really good athletes and I'll be able to utilize those girls however is best for the team, and they're going to try their best.
And when in doubt, put Quincy there, right? I mean, you got a hole, you put Quincy there.
1,000% She could probably even throw if I needed
to. If she could compete in 10 events, you'd probably do it.
Oh my gosh, I already warned her at the first meet. I said, well, I know that you won't actually die, but it's gonna be rough. But she takes it all head on, and I've coached Quincy for a lot of years and I know her really well, so I know she can handle it.
Yeah, no, that's funny. You mentioned, why don't you go through your sophomores and freshmen and on the team. Sure. Coming into the year.
Sure. So in my sophomore group I have Josie and Zoe Payne. They're twins, both just really solid athletes. Zoe's a phenomenal hurdler, and it was a heartbreaker because last year she got hurt right before our district meet. I actually found out that she was not going to be able to run at districts the morning that I had to submit my entries. So that was kind of a heartbreaker. She's a top hurdler, but we pivoted and still were able to accomplish what we did at state without her, which is really says a lot to what we could do with her there. Her sister Josie qualified last year in the long jump for state, and she also ran in that sprint medley that got fifth and also has that school record, and she was also in the 4x4 team that placed at state. Trying to think if she ran anything else. It's a good problem that I'm having a hard time remembering what everybody did at state. Tess Casey is another one of those sophomores. She placed in the 400 meter as a freshman, and she dipped below that 60-second 400. So I'm expecting big things out of her, and I know she's been working extremely hard in her off season. She was also on the sprint medley team, 4x8 and 4x4. And then, so she was a four event qualifier. I've got Caitlin Greiner, who is my best shot put thrower. She already PR'd twice in a row at the indoor meet up at Iowa state. So that was exciting. And then Sophia Hazen is an also sophomore, and she ran in the 4x8 and 4x4 at state. We actually had to sub into the 4x4 last minute for Quincy Schneckloth, because last year at state she got a heat stroke, and that was a really rough situation, but we were able to throw Sophia in as an alternate and she just rocked it. Freshman wise, we added, sophomores, I also have Ella Wingert and Kara Wingert. Those girls are solid sophomores. Ella's a thrower and she runs a little bit if I need her to. And then Kara is transitioning into like a middle distance role. So I haven't really seen everything she can do yet, but I'm really excited for, you know, what she has the potential for. And then Jersey Gittens is another thrower I have that's all in that sophomore class. So that sophomore group is a big, big group. And then for freshmen, I have Reese Dittmer. She's a really solid middle distance girl. Maya McCool is I guess I would call her another hurdler. I've yet to truly learn what she can all do, but she's just a solid athlete. And then Riley Irwin is another freshman who she's kind of that sprinter mid-distance role. So added a few, and I'm really excited to, you know, figure out what this team can do. And of course, I would not want to forget Addison Bowden. She's another freshman, and she's a very strong distance runner. She'll be competing in our 3,000 and mile this season.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Sure. What about field events? We certainly don't want to leave out field events. It is true. They call it track and field for nothing. We've talked a little bit about it, touched on a couple of girls, but go through, you know, your throwers and your jumpers and what you see there coming into the season.
Well, as I said, Caitlin Griner is my best shot put thrower, and she's, you know, doing a really good job learning. She's just a sophomore, and last year she improved every single meet. And as I said, at the Iowa State meet last week, she started her throws with two PRs. So I'm like, well, if we're starting the season with PRs and we're going to do that every meet, that's a good sign. And then we have Ella Winger, and she is our top discus thrower. She's just getting more and more consistent, also just a sophomore. So our field event athletes are very young, and that's a good thing because I'll have them around for a while. Jumper wise, in the past, I've had Zoe Payne jump for me, and she actually is a tiny little thing, but she high jumps like over 5 foot. She's crazy. I mean, she's probably barely 5 foot herself. And then her sister Josie is our long jumper. Last year, she jumped, I believe, 16.6 maybe. So she's a very solid long jumper. Zoe's the high jumper is actually going to try some long jumping this year. And then Avalyn Kilpack is also a solid high jumper, and she's, you know, kind of around that 5 foot range as well. So I'm hoping to get her back to where she was at her best jumping. And I mean, we have a solid group. I wish I had a few more that were doing the field events, but we'll make it work.
Yeah. And Josie just missed the medal stand a year ago by not much, finishing ninth in the long jump. So that will be something to watch this year. Overall, what would you say are your goals for this team? What do you think they can accomplish? Because it seems like you have a lot of talent there.
Yeah, they definitely do have a lot of talent, and I hope that we can all put it together on the same night. And if we could do that, I believe that we could have a run at winning the conference meet, and then obviously getting in as many events as we can into state, and as many things on the podium is the goal. And I believe this team has the opportunity to do at least a good chunk of that.
Well, it'll be exciting to see the season for your Trojans throughout the year, all the way from now to the Blue Oval. We look forward to following that and their progress. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck throughout the track season. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Yeah, Lexi Cochran, head coach for Tri-Center Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.